Nolte, Biden rushes to rescue Silicon Valley after ignoring East Palestine. By John Nolte on March 13, 2023. His fraudulency. Joe Biden is proving just how monstrous he is by running to the rescue of a Silicon Valley bank after he and his administration all but ignored human beings exposed to toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio. But, according to a sociopath like Biden, the everyday Americans who populate East Palestine got what they had coming for voting, in overwhelming numbers, for former President Donald Trump, as Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance eloquently said last week. I think that our leadership, our media, and our politicians were slow to respond to this crisis, in part because a certain segment of our leadership feels like the people of East Palestine are a little out of style. They have the wrong politics. They're a little too rural, maybe a little too white. Silicon Valley, on the other hand, that's where the rainmakers and blacklisters live. That's where billions of dollars in direct and in-kind contributions to Democrats come from. That's where the neo-McCarthyites reside who censor and manipulate the digital public square to benefit the Democrat Party. On February 3, like something out of a disaster movie, a Norfolk Southern Railway train derailed in East Palestine, a town of 5,000. 50 of the 149 railcars were scattered, and 11 of those cars carried toxic materials, vinyl chloride, ethyl acrylate, and isobutylene. Those possibly cancer-causing materials spilled, burned, made their way into the Ohio River, and almost certainly vaporized into the air. According to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, 45,000 animals died within a 5-mile radius of the site. Oh, and the same government experts who told the residents of Flint, Michigan, their water was safe are now saying the same to the residents of East Palestine. What happened in East Palestine was and is a catastrophe. And yet, after 2 full weeks of refusing, Biden's Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, finally showed up in East Palestine on February 18. It wasn't until February 19 that part-time Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg could be bothered to send a stern letter to Norfolk Southern Railway's president. On February 20, his fraudulency Joe Biden finally rousted himself out of his classified document-filled Delaware mansion to visit Ukraine. On February 22, an American president showed up to support the residents of East Palestine. And that president was former President Trump. On February 23, 3 full weeks after one of the worst chemical disasters in recent memory, part-time Transportation Secretary Buttigieg pulled himself away from his store-bought babies to come visit. On February 24, Joe Biden finally visited ABC News to offer some lip service to East Palestine. Biden still hasn't visited East Palestine. But already, the same Joe Biden who deliberately dragged his feet to punish working-class Americans in East Palestine is rushing to the rescue of his fabulously wealthy supporters in Silicon Valley, and people are noticing. After Biden tweeted that he and his team, the same people who ignored a toxic spill in East Palestine for weeks, had a plan in place to protect the depositors at Silicon Valley Bank, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, tweeted, Joe Biden will probably visit Silicon Valley Bank before he visits East Palestine. Ohio businessman Bernie Moreno, a likely U.S. Senate candidate in 2024, responded to Hawley's tweet with, maybe if East Palestine renamed itself East Silicon Valley, it would finally get the attention it deserves from Biden. Another way East Palestine might get the help it needs is to identify as illegal aliens, Ukrainians, or drag queens who enjoy the company of young boys. To be clear, I'm not saying nothing should be done about Silicon Valley Bank. It is possible to believe those depositors should be made whole while pointing to Biden's sociopathic indifference towards a toxic spill in Trump country. And I'm sorry, but this needs to be said. There's no question Biden is rushing to protect his supporters in Silicon Valley while hoping enough Trump supporters in East Palestine die to give Democrats an edge in what used to be a swing state. You think accusing Democrats of wanting Trump voters dead is hyperbole? Really? This is the same party looking to appease men who wear dresses by surgically mutilating your children. This is the same party that bails out rioters, so they can go and riot some more. This is the same party that releases violent criminals from prison. The Democrat Party is a party of monsters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.